Every day, 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old. And now, from the Suburban Home Care Studios, here's your host, Sue Zawacki.
Welcome. Good day. Great day. A new day. Chicagoland, Wisconsin, Indiana, and on the World Wide Web if you're streaming Aging Info Radio at 560WIND.com. Well, I've always admired the entrepreneurs of the world. They are the brave souls who stand at the top of the mountain with an expansive view, thinking there's got to be a better way. Chances are they've had an experience or experienced something or someone cross their path that led them to create their company from their aha moment. I have two extraordinary entrepreneurs with me today, and they're going to teach us how to stay in your home for as long as you want, as you age, or also known as aging in place. And of course, there is no place like home, Toto. Along with learning the distinctions of remodeling and contractors and their company, Generation Renovation, and the questions you should always ask before you hire a service. Well, my guests are the founders and co-owners of Generation Renovation. I have Will Knight, who is the founder, and Tim Schneiderwein, the co-founder. And welcome, guys, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. Well, I would like, Will, I'd like you to touch on what your aha moment was.
Well, I was taking care of my grandfather. This is about 6 years ago. He had just fallen and had to have some surgeries, so I ended up flying down to Hilton Head, which is where he lived. He lived by himself. He was 87 years old. He played tennis 3 days a week, which is pretty cool in itself. And then he took a spill, and, basically his whole world changed. And with that, his home had to be changed too. So we just ran through a lot of troubles trying to find a contractor that will come out and actually perform the changes that we needed to be made to the house. And to be honest, we didn't even know what changes we should be making. So it was a very frustrating experience, and that's kind of how I came up with this whole concept. And it just would have been a lot easier if there was one person that we could call that had all the experience and the knowledge that that we needed at that time of crisis. And when I came back home after spending some time with them, I knew there was one person I had to call, and that's my business partner, Tim.
There you go. And Tim's right here with us. Now, Tim, Will shared his experience with you, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
My background is pretty diverse. I have a little bit of the academic. I have a PhD in history of technology, which I use about once a year. And the flip side of my background is in construction. I was actually having this conversation with someone yesterday about olfactory or smell memories. And one of our job sites, they happen to be cutting some fresh pine. That's something that really just jumps right out at me from.
Oh, it's a strong smell.
It's a strong smell. And my dad was a facilities manager for Lutheran General Hospital for 35 years, I think. And I grew up with that smell. And I love my dad, so the association between the two is fairly strong. When I was in college, putting myself through college, my brother and I formed a company, General Construction. And we ended up doing a number of projects with people that have special needs, and that just sort of stayed with me. And I would say in the last 8 years, and which would be about 6.5 years prior to starting Generation Renovation, we did a large number of projects with social service agencies and with families that have seniors, and especially seniors with special needs. And that's mm-hmm. a really untouched area.
You guys have such a great company. I love the name Generation Renovation. It's something that's very memorable. Did you guys come up with this together? What about you, Will? You want to elaborate on it?
Well, when I knew that we were going to start this company, I thought that the name needs to be perfect. And just how those two words ring out, it's the perfect name, Generation Renovation. And I was able to acquire the website, and from then on, it's generationrenovation.com. It's just a really good name.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk a little bit about your services, because, Tim, you had touched on them about special needs. But we're also, I'd like to touch on the aging in place, because there's a lot of times that people don't know who to call. They don't know.
Absolutely.
I had my own experience with my mom for my stepdad that we needed a chairlift. We did not know where to go for it. And, I mean, all this starts a whole, it's kind of like what Will explained with your grandfather. You probably experienced, where do we go? How do we trust people? Who do we trust? Who do we call? How do we know it's a decent product? All those questions come up. So what does your company really focus on?
One of the things that Will really emphasized at the beginning and that attracted me to this idea was being the single call provider. So you and Will are in the majority. They're unlike a woman or a family who are pregnant, their resources are all over the place. For seniors and for especially families of seniors, there's just nothing really out there. It's kind of hit or miss. You have to find all your own information. So what we wanted to do was be able to provide equipment to some degree, but also specialized and family individual specific home modification, not deliver a set package or come in, use a lot of our experience to give people the design that they needed in their home so that they, on the one hand, didn't wreck their home for future resale, and on the other hand, give them absolutely everything that their loved one needs.
And that's where your tagline, evaluate, design, and renovate. So you actually go in, you evaluate the situation. Also, do you look for safety issues with senior citizens that are, say, living alone?
Right. That's one of the biggest things that we do. In the evaluation process, when we go into the home, that's basically first on the list. Will has developed a pretty lengthy evaluation form that it's quite simple to use.
Mm-hmm. So, Will, what makes your form so user-friendly?
Well, it's kind of funny that there's so many things out there that are so obvious, but you never even consider those to be hazards, like, having a tall carpet or certain rug. Those can be pretty hazardous. So it's the small stuff that we can easily change. And to be honest, a lot of the items on our checklist, we will tell them that we feel this could be a hazard and they can fix it themselves. But we have two lists that we use. We have a fall prevention list, and that includes, some of the stuff that I just said. And the other one is the entire house, kind of a home safety checklist. Is the surface a non-slip surface? Are the hallways lit? There's just a number of things that we can point out and fix that can really make your home a lot safer and give the senior a lot more confidence.
Oh, this is so great. So you do the whole safety evaluation and then decide if there is a renovation process needed there or evaluate it for that.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's so great. Now, with your each phase of this, you want to explain a little bit about or touch on a little bit about, I'm sure you go through phases with people, because one of the things that I notice with contractors, which we want to go more into after our break here, but I want to, that people don't know when they're coming back, if they're coming back. There's a lot of inconsistency that is there that really does lead the general public. So I think that it's important for everybody out there to really find out on my show today with Generation Renovation how they are completely different from just a remodeler or a contractor. So coming up next, we're going to find that out. You don't want to go away. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
U-I-N-D.
It feels just like yesterday. Dad was walking me down the aisle. Now, in his condition, he can barely walk at all. I was feeling overwhelmed and unprepared when we had to move him into our home. But thanks to Suburban Home Care, we now have an experienced caregiver to help our family with my father's needs.
For more information, call Suburban Home Care at 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000. Or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
Are you worried about your parents falling in their own home? Are your parents moving in with you? Whether in your home or theirs, Generation Renovation specializes in evaluating, designing, and renovating living spaces to accommodate your tastes and the changing needs of an elderly or handicapped person. From simply adding a walk-in shower and safety bars to making an entire home wheelchair accessible, Generation Renovation is the only call you have to make. For your free in-home evaluation, call 224-795-8310 or visit Generation Renovation.
Do you know a senior who is in crisis? Are you worried about their safety or quality of life? You now have someone to call, ElderWorks. ElderWorks' free service helps seniors and their families find senior housing, home care, and support services throughout Illinois. ElderWorks helps you figure out all the options based on your loved one's needs. They understand your situation and can help. Call 847-462-0885 or visit ElderWorks.com. That's works with an E.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I'm here today with two extraordinary entrepreneurs, Will Knight and Tim Schneiderwein with Generation Renovation. And we're going to find out what makes Generation Renovation different from a typical remodeler or contractor. Which one of you guys would like to elaborate on this one?
I'll tackle that.
You'll tackle that, Tim?
Absolutely. There are three things that we like to emphasize. One is qualifications, experience, and individualized solutions. We see a lot of contractors these days that say they'll claim that grab bar or this or that thing will solve all the problems. They'll come in with a package. Sometimes you see this kind of remodeling in a day advertised, and while that has a market, it's definitely not for the typical senior, because it really doesn't address the particular needs of that individual.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be able to focus on the family and the person that needs the equipment and modifications in the home. One of the things that really sets us apart is that education and continuing education. I should probably emphasize that we do participate in seminars and regular educational improvements so that we're keeping up to date in the industry. My background helps with that, I guess. When I was at the University of Michigan, I was in on the tail end of the landmark study that looked at how individuals age in the home and the workplace and how the space that they're in at that point negatively affected how they were able to function. And out of the conclusions that were put together from that study grew responses to the Americans with Disabilities Act, which had been in force just barely by that time. And a lot of the new accessibility codes that came out have relied on those studies. Mm-hmm. So I think that really gives us a leg up on the people that in the internet age have gone online and seen a couple YouTube videos, and they, you know, they're excited. They know what to do. They can solve all the problems. You know, we've spent a lot of time doing the development on the education side, and we've also worked with dozens and dozens of seniors, senior families, and people with disabilities.
Well, I think it's so important, too. The distinction that I hear is that you don't just go in and say, oh, you need a grab bar. We're going to put one up. We'll be right back. We'll get this done quickly. We'll be out of here. You actually look at the overall big picture, who
exactly.
The person is, what their needs are, mm-hmm. how long they'll be in the home.
Right. And we want to give them, I think if I can piggyback off what Will was saying before the break, there may be simple solutions that we come in and we see. The area rugs or entry mats or poor lighting in hallways that we can just make suggestions. We're in this business obviously to make money, but we frequently see solutions that the homeowners can tackle themselves, families can tackle themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd rather have them do that than come back and say, we're going to charge you a zillion dollars to change light bulbs. That for us, that doesn't make sense. It's part of being ethical.
Mm-hmm. And good in business. Now, Will, do you have a typical customer profile that you work with? I know you guys have talked a lot about working with seniors and senior families, but is there a profile?
Well, there isn't really a typical profile, but I can tell you that there's around three different types of people that call us. One, you have the senior themselves that would like to continue living in their own home for one reason or the other. And then you have the children of a senior. They've made the decision that their parents cannot live alone or that they don't feel that it's safe for them to continue living in their home. So they call us up and we go and either modify their parents' homes or they ask us to modify a room in their own house. And that's typically a bathroom or a shower or, that sort of a renovation. And then the third one, right now there are the 65 and older, that is the fastest growing age group in the U.S. And it's also, for the first time ever, the largest age group in the U.S. So with that, there's really going to be a shortage of homes that, you know, have already had those changes been made to it so that they can continue to live safely. So the third person that, you know, could call us is the person that wants to sell their house, that's having a tough time trying to find somebody to purchase their house. So it would make sense for, somebody who's trying to sell a home to call us and we yeah. could come in there and, you know, fix it up. And then a very important thing to consider is that the average cost of a nursing home in this state is well over $65,000 per year. So if you can put off having your elderly loved one or yourself living in a nursing home for 3 or maybe 5 years, that could save you a pretty fair amount of cash. So by calling us and seeing if we can make changes to the home to create a safe living environment for them to live, it just makes financial sense too.
Absolutely, especially in today's marketplace with the real estate market where it's at. I mean, there's a lot of conversation about people aging in place. Once again, I'm here with Will Knight and Tim Schneiderwine with Generation Renovation, and their phone number is, I'm going to let one of you guys give that out.
224-795-8310.
There you go.
Or generationrenovation.com.
There you go.
Always open.
Always open. Well, what would you say is some of your phases that a customer would get? I mean, if there is a phase, like when you, like I
Absolutely.
Just touched on
mm-hmm.
how, you know, people come in and do something and then they leave or they don't show back up or they, you know, what is your logistical process?
I'm tripping over my tongue. I'm sorry about that. We have an evaluation process where we make a home visit, and we try and do that with as many people in the family that are affected as possible so that we get input and really see where the family's needs are. Sometimes they haven't articulated that to each other, and they haven't maybe articulated it out loud. They think, well, this isn't working. What do we do? And we can, by listening and asking the right questions, we can really elicit the right the answers that we need so that we can give them what they need. Once we do that, we take measurements, photos, and we may at the end of that visit identify a couple real big hazards that we think should be dealt with immediately. Those are things that the family can take care of, and at that point, we kind of go into two phases. One is we let them run with what they've got, and the second is to make an appointment for the following week, and we try to keep it within a week so the process goes fairly quickly, and we'll come back with a full written report. And at that point, if there are remodeling services that need architectural or other plans, we can get into that and talk more about details, whether it's fixtures or actual construction that needs to be done.
I think it's really interesting. You know, I hear a lot, I think that I should get somebody in to put, I'll use grab bars again as I did before, but they forget to have the floor evaluated. The floor may be a bigger risk than all of it, or bringing someone in. Well, this is Aging Info Radio, and stay with us. Coming up next, we're going to find out what the most important question is that you want to ask before you hire anyone, and hopefully you'll hire Generation Renovation. We'll be right back.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
The weather is breaking, and I bet your club finger is a-itching. Well, if you haven't swung it at Bolingbrook Golf Club, then you just hit a double bogey, my friend. Bolingbrook Golf Club features an Arthur Hills masterpiece, is named one of the best clubs to play by Golf Week, and was given 4.5 stars by Golf Digest. Stop by and see why Golf World Readers named it among their top 50 public clubs in the nation. Bragging? Nah, just telling you why you're going to have one of the best golf experiences in your life. Book your tee time online at bolingbrookgolfclub.com or call 630-771-9400. And if the weather breaks bad, you can enjoy other amenities like their Nest Bar and Grill, the area's premier casual restaurant. Or host your next wedding or banquet in the Reagan Grand Ballroom that accommodates groups from 8 to 800. For more information, call 630-771-9400, 630-771-9400, or visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. Hole in one.
Listeners are discovering a way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHomeUSA.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company. And they do business in over 80 countries. No pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can literally earn money on your computer from your kitchen table 24/7, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHomeUSA.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. That's IncomeAtHomeUSA.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You are listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Yes, my kind of town, Chicago is. And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, life is like an echo. Whatever you send out comes back. Well, I'm here with Tim and Will from Generation Renovation, and I would like for you to let me know what the most important question that someone should ask before they hire anybody to come in their house and do any type of construction or remodeling. What is that question?
You know, I had a customer mention this about 3 weeks ago as I was leaving our first meeting, and she said, Tim, I'm so comfortable with you in my home, and that's such an important thing. You need to have comfort with the people that are working in your home. You need to be able to trust them implicitly. So I think that if there's any question that you need to ask after you have that initial meeting is who's actually going to be doing the work. Mm-hmm. Are these employees? Are they subcontractors? Ask those questions. How does that remodeler actually carry out the business? Or are these crews that they just bring in? Or is it people that they're kind of hiring off the street? And I'm not using that as scaremongering because it's very common. One of the problems we have in the state of Illinois is that there's no registration for general contractors. Anyone can call him or herself a contractor. There's no test to pass. There's no license. There's no fee to pay, nothing. There's no oversight of that. I'm not a big fan of big government, but I think we really need to have a little bit more regulation. As long as the state isn't going to do it for you, you need to do it for yourself and make sure that you vet that person so that you trust more than the salesperson that comes into your home.
Well, that and even before the salesperson to really evaluate the company, is it the direct contractor coming out? Who is coming out? Because there's a lot of scams and fraud that goes on with this, and that's why it's so great to know you and Will and Generation Renovation with the credibility. Now, Will, do you have any relatable stories or great stories? Because you just touched on a topic called trust that I think is greatly missing in what you do. And you guys, people get bad names because of that or because of lack of it.
Yeah, sure. We did a small job for a senior. She lives by herself, and she hadn't had a fall yet, but she didn't feel safe. So she called us, and we went up there and checked out the house, you know, performed our evaluation, and all she truly needed was a couple of safety bars, two in the shower and then one next to her front porch there, and 'cause that's how she went in and out of the house. And that truly changed her whole outlook. Before this, and you know, I'm not just saying this stuff, this is what she told me. So she had been just very, very scared to walk outside and come back in because it was kind of a steeper step, and she was always fearing a fall in the shower. But she now feels extremely comfortable because of these simple, small, little changes. And, you know, that makes us feel pretty good, yeah.
We like getting hugs.
You like getting hugs.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
Well, also for our listeners out there, keep in mind that Mother's Day and Father's Day are right around the corner as fast as time goes. And you can contact Generation Renovation and surprise your aging parents with a wonderful gift or evaluate a design and a renovate. And your phone number once again is
224-795-8310.
And that's generationrenovation.com. Now, I noticed that you guys offer military veterans discounts. And I think, Will, when you talked about your father at the beginning, or your grandfather at the beginning of the show, you said he was a veteran, correct?
Yes, he is. He was a B-24 pilot, so he was a captain in the United States Air Force during World War II. He's a Silver Star winner, and, I was always raised to have great respect for all of our military veterans, and that's for sure been carried over into how we run things here with our stuff, too, so...
With Generation Renovation. Well, coming up next, we're going to find out a little bit more about that veteran discount. You don't want to go away. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com.
The tax man cometh, and right behind him is a pack of identity thieves. That's because tax season is a gold mine for these identity criminals, and your tax returns offer all the information they want to steal. Here's a tip. When filing your returns, don't use a curbside mailbox. Instead, take the forms to your post office. Here's another tip. Get LifeLock Ultimate now by calling 1-800-638-6157. When you call 1-800-638-6157, you can get LifeLock Ultimate, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. And LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-638-6157. Mention Enroll 60 and get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-638-6157. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Are you looking for clarity surrounding your home and financial life? Are you tired of being confused and indecisive with your money and real estate? Then don't miss Wealth Essentials with Randy and Terry tomorrow night at 5:30 for 90 minutes of the most informative investment radio. Tune in as they help you navigate the uncertain housing and financial markets, empowering you to make wise decisions. Listen to Wealth Essentials tomorrow night at 5:30 on AM 560 WIND. And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, you're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Yes, I'm here with Will and Tim from Generation Renovation, and their phone number is 224-795-8310. And I would like for you to give me a little bit of information on this discount that you offer to military veterans.
We do offer a flat rate discount to vets and their families. And if I can put vets of Vietnam, Korea, World War II era together with vets of today who are experiencing some different things and some more extreme injuries due to advances in medicine. We love helping those folks. It's kind of a return on a good deed, I guess. They've done a duty to us, and it's our duty as citizens, Will and I and our employees, to help them out as much as we can in a special way. So we, in addition to the discount, I think we enjoy listening to stories, and those meetings tend to go on a little bit longer.
That's so great that you do that. I mean, there's a lot going on with helping our disabled veterans. So
right.
And
right.
Once again, I'm here with Tim and Will with Generation Renovation. And I want to touch on the fact that the state of Illinois does not require you to be licensed or registered, but do cities require that?
Yes, many do. I shouldn't say yes, they all do. But cities and counties will typically require some kind of licensing. That licensing usually is just paying a fee and providing some sort of a bond. There are very few that actually require some kind of a test. We have our sister company, we have California and Wisconsin licenses. Those are state licenses. Require testing, require employees to have been tested and pass an actual test of knowledge and some kind of competence. And then there's a database that the consumer can go to and either call or go online and say, oh, yeah, that person indeed is registered. Many municipalities have that now where you could always call in and see who is registered in town, but now a lot of that's online. I would really encourage the consumer to ask that question. Are you, you know, do you work with permits? Do you work without permits? There are cases like grab bars that might be something that doesn't require any kind of permits. But once you get into bathroom, kitchen, structural modifications, sometimes enlarging doorways and ramps, then you definitely want to have the third-party input from a municipality to say, yeah, everything's done according to code and logic, and they won't really evaluate workmanship unless it's really poor. Unfortunately, but you do have that assurance on the consumer side that someone else is going to watch over the project. We do hear anecdotally from village inspectors that if they come into a home that's occupied by a senior, maybe it's a widower, single person, they tend to, you know, take a little bit more interest in that and make sure that person gets exactly what they need.
Absolutely. Now, there's a term I've heard, ADA and IAC. What is this, and how is it relevant to the actual work you're doing?
Yeah, that's a mouthful. ADA is Americans with Disabilities Act.
Mm-hmm.
And IAC is the Illinois Accessibility Code. They go hand in hand in most respects. And while I don't want to be – I'm not a code official, and I don't want to be put in that position, but I will tell you that we do use both of those sets of guidelines whenever we can. There isn't a requirement in the home that you follow the ADA and IAC guidelines. No one's going to come into your house and say, well, you don't have a 5-foot turning radius for a wheelchair in the bathroom. You don't have a hallway that's, you know, 36 inches wide. That's in many cases is not realistic. Because most, the typical bathroom in an older home is 5x8. It's just not feasible to do that and to make someone take out part of a bedroom to accommodate that. It's just not going to happen. On the commercial side, absolutely, we have to and we do gladly follow those guidelines. And we do, as I said, we try to bring those into the home as much as possible because they make sense in terms of where things are placed for reach, for people with different needs, whether they're in a wheelchair or they have arthritis of the hands.
So they're basically guidelines to go by.
In the home, absolutely.
So
municipality may on its own require certain parts of that to be followed, but that's what a good contractor is going to do.
Before we run out of time, Will, why don't you give your words of wisdom for the day?
My words of wisdom would be, please do not wait until you've already experienced a fall or just don't put preparing your home for yourself as you age. Don't put that off. I would get it done now so that you can age in your own home safely, independently, and happily for as long as you possibly can.
That's right, because there's no place like home, especially if you've lived there for a long time. You've become very comfortable with it. This is Aging Info Radio. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Retailing and healthcare is now possible with a free TheraFit eStore. With a company-branded website, you can now extend the level of care you offer your patients with instant access to the products you recommend for their ongoing health and wellness needs. A TheraFit eStore is fully e-commerce enabled with access to thousands of products selected just for healthcare businesses and consumers. You can learn how to capture a powerful new revenue stream for your company by visiting TheraFit.com today.
Do you know a senior who is in crisis? Are you worried about their safety or quality of life? You now have someone to call. ElderWorks. ElderWorks free service helps seniors and their families find senior housing, home care, and support services throughout Illinois. ElderWorks helps you figure out all the options based on your loved one's needs. They understand your situation and can help. Call 847-462-0885 or visit elderworks.com. That's works with an E.
Looking for top TV brands? Sears will make you clap your hands. Samsung, Sony, Sharp, LG, and so much more, so stomp your feet.
The ultimate hoops experience is on at Sears. Come in now or visit sears.com/hoops and get a Sony 46-inch 1080p TV for only $699.99.
Brand new models come and see with a price match guarantee.
See store for Sears Price Match Plus policy. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Go Alaska and Hawaii!
As my mother's caregiver, I was sure I could handle all of her needs. I soon realized, with balancing my own life and career, I couldn't do it alone. Then I found Suburban Home Care. After my first phone call, I knew I had made the right decision. Because I care, I chose Suburban Home Care.
For more information, call Suburban Home Care at 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000. Or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio.
I'm here with Tim and Will from Generation Renovation. And Tim, I don't want to leave you out. What are your words of wisdom today?
I don't feel left out at all. Exactly what Will said. Call now, be proactive, just get the information now. There's no real obligation at most points. We're happy to come in and talk things over. You can reach us at 224-795-8310 or go online at generationrenovation.com.
Well, thank you both for being here today. And once again, it's Generation Renovation. They will evaluate, design, and renovate your home. And their number is 224-795-8310. Well, springtime is puppy time, and I have my favorite furry friend with me today in the studio, Daisy May. And Daisy May, what do you think of Paws Chicago?
Speak.
Nope, she's a little mic shy. I guess she's not going to speak today. But my puppy of the week today, let's see, I have Gisella, a four-month-old female terrier. And remember, a dog can keep you healthy and, of course, bring you unconditional love. And call Paws at 773-935-7296. Once again, that's 773-935-PAWS. Or go to pawschicago.org. And the cute Gisella is waiting with her paws crossed. And I heard from a very wise woman years ago that by the time you have enough money, you run out of time. And I'm kind of wondering if that is still true with the life expectancy so on the rise. But I did have concerns about outliving my retirement, and I attended an Aconder & Associates workshop. And you should give them a call at 800-955-0916 to reserve your seat or click on their ad on their website. And from my guest today, Generation Renovation, the two entrepreneurs, Tim and Will, are just extraordinary guys. They have a great company. They will definitely help you out. And as I said, Mother's Day and Father's Day is right around the corner. If you don't know what to get your aging parents, call Will or Tim or both of them. And their number is 224-795-8310. And keep in mind that you can follow Aging Info Radio on Facebook, LinkedIn, and on Twitter. And go to our website. We archive all of our shows on podcast. We list our future guests. We have them listed into May. And please check out our sponsors. You can click on any of their ad, and it'll lead you directly to their website. And one of the companies that I work with, I had a hip that was really bothering me, and I didn't know where to go. And I had the opportunity to meet Dr. Redinger from the Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst, and my pain is gone. I've been working with him for the last about 6 weeks. And their number is 630-617-9790. They actually do a restructuring program, and you don't want to miss my show next week because we're going to learn how to stay young the first 100 years, and that's going to be with the Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. And I would also like to thank my listeners today, AM 560, Debbie, my awesome programmer. And stay tuned to 560 WIND. The Retirement Solution Show is coming up next. And I am Susa Wacky, your host, and look forward to being on again next Saturday morning. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Suburban Home Care has been proud to bring you Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560 WIND.